If y'all would have told me that
you can't hear me
from the noise in the background,
I probably wouldn't did that whole goddamn live for no reason.
Yeah. I went to go listen. I was like, I don't stick around for this shit. Can't even fucking hear you. I thought that these headsets were pretty good when it came down to noise cancellation. I don't know if I need any apps or something like that to be able to cancel out the noise, but sorry, needless to say, maybe my other headsets, which is a blue, I don't know if maybe it could do the noise cancellation, but I think something is wrong with this headset. Anyway, so on Friday, y'all left off with me talking about how, you know, women can't keep their hands off me on that Friday, whatever. That was what happened. The kiss on the neck and all that stuff. But so to fast forward, found the little spot, parked up, we walked some blocks. You know she looked different from the picture, by some pounds, right? Yeah. And I asked her before, you know, that she looked like the picture in a certain picture that she sent me. I think that was very disrespectful for you not to look like that. On top of that, you tried to put the girdle thingamajig on and he thought you were slick. So when I told you in the beginning, like, yo, she asked me, so what do I want? And I told her, hey, you sent me a picture and I told you this is what I want. This person says, well, what if I gained a few pounds from there? I said, well, I won't want to talk to you from here. I said, is that what you're saying to me? She said, no, that's not what I'm saying. I said, okay, well then why are you saying you gained a few pounds from the picture that you sent me to previous? Present day. She said, I'm not saying that, just wanted to know. Boom, so we popped up. She popped up. She still had a dunk breast. But then that belly was there. Day what up, Dave? That belly was still there. You don't look like the picture that you showed me. I don't like that. So I said, okay, let's just, maybe it's, you know, I'm thinking too much about the shit. Maybe just me. Maybe I'm thinking about too much, right? So boom. So we walking and talking, looking for a place to get some quick food. So I said, hey, well, you know, I ain't do this in a long time. And I'm going to the little food truck. So I ordered some food. She said she didn't want no food, so I still ordered her something. Because I think she was hungry. She wanted some food. Okay? I know you wanted food. She said it on your food, said it was on your face, food. But you wanted me to not look at you like, hey, look at you, you know what I'm saying? But I did tell her to eat before she left the house. I said, you know what? You know, y'all know me. I be on the social media and shit. So I'm like, I'm broke. So we got to do a little walk and talk and get some, like, you know, some hot dog or some shit like that on the way. I just want to test it. She was like, I'm broke too. Okay. I said, cool. I said, let's meet out there. Now, I make bread. That's just to say less of that, right? So I said, all right, then she'd probably be a real one because she still want to connect, even though Logic Vibe Squad is a squad. So boom, so we walk in and she's complimenting and things like that. And so we sit down at the little spot, walk past some places. I'm like, oh, I know where I'm going to go when I come down here again because I don't know all the store. When you go downtown to St. Pete, somebody said it reminds them of DR. They got clubs and little things. And on the main streets, and then when you go on the back street, it has more stuff going on in the background too, in the back streets and everything too. I think cool. So that's what downtown St. Pete looked like. So boom, from now, I get the food, I get my food, we walk and we talking. And then, you know, from where I parked the car to where we were walking at, we was having a conversation. You know me, I keep the lady in the inside. That's how we do in Jersey. If somebody we're dealing with. So she asked me, how do I think about the date? I'm like, it's cool, but it seemed like you're holding something back. Like, I'm not getting your full energy. I don't know why you're not really cool. Now, prior, this only been 5 days until I ended up meeting with her. Prior, I had on my bio that I was heartbroken. You feel me? What's going on, Brody? You about to thumbs up and get up out of here again? So I'm like, okay. It said heartbroken, so I took that out of my bio. The whole time she was harping on trying to heal me. I don't need nobody to heal me. Only thing I need for you is be entertaining and just be cool, respectful. You know what I'm saying? You're already kind of violated when you came out of the car. You came out of the car and kissed me on my neck. I don't know where your lips been, ma'am. Why did you sneak that kissing? I knew she was horny from then. So second day, you talking about relationships, and I'm like, yo, the relationship part, it's a little too soon for you to be telling me that, you know, I should let bygones be bygones, forget what this person did to me, so you forget what that person did to you, and we should try to move forward with a relationship. You be quiet. Okay? I told you how I feel. And now you still trying to drive the car to where you want it to be. That's not how shit works. It's a process. It's a process. If you don't like the way the process going, you can bounce. She was like, damn. I was like, yeah, you can just bounce. Like, there's no need to even try to drag it. Like, I told you how it felt already, right? So anyway, she asked me how was the date going. I said, he's holding back. I said, you're still worried about what I told you about how I was feeling about so-and-so, and I'm trying to get over that. She was like, yeah, I'm thinking about that. I said, no, I read you. I said, why are you worrying about what her and I have been through when you're supposed to be worrying about what you and I are doing right now? So now you just literally just suck the fun out of the night. Being a walking. I'm eating while I'm walking because I wanted to walk and eat. So she tried to, kind of like make shit a little better, but it's already fucked up from the time that you asked me how was the date going, and you was already holding shit back. And you already fucked it up. Because at this point, you more focused on a long-term relationship instead of focusing on the date at hand so we can have some fun, right? Make me forget about shit, kind of, right? What do you think that day? Just make me forget about shit, but you keep bringing up shit about that. Further, for that, it was too many red flags. One, on the second date, you introduced me to your children on the second time on the phone. Not the date, second time on the phone. So you introduced me to your children. Why are you introducing me to your children right now? Second time me talking to you on the phone. And her thing was, the other guy I was talking to for 5 months, I didn't even let him see my children. So, that's not impressive. That's stupid for you to let me meet your children, on the second time I'm talking to you on the phone, or what's that? Can't make this shit up. Then when you talk about the relationship and telling me to forget and move on, it's another one. So now you rushing me. That's another red flag. I mean, like, listen, before I didn't really pay attention to these flags. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to pay attention to these flags. Third one is, what was the third one? Boom. So I don't want to fast forward. I just want to keep y'all right here, right? So boom, we took the walk. You know, everybody want to be touchy. They always want to touch. Even when I want to touch, they want to touch. We didn't kiss. We didn't fuck. That's because I didn't let that happen. I didn't let that happen, right? So anyway, go home. Third one was like, you asking me for gas money to get back home. man, why are you coming to over the bridge to meet someone and you're not able to get home? Where's your gas money? So now I end up giving you gas money. It wasn't that much. I still had to give it to you, and I don't want to give you anything when I first meet you. I want to get to know you, so meet up. I'm like, yo, that's small rent. That's enough for me. Boom. So the next day, I wake up. Mind you, this day I gotta go fix my car myself because I fixed my own car. I gotta run around and get some things for the house because it's just me and my kids that live with me. And I gotta make dinner and breakfast. So I'm kind of busy. So I'm telling her, so she hit me up. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, how you doing? I'm good. How you doing? Hey, question. What is it now, so-and-so? Don't say it like that. What's the question? Now that we sat there and met and hung out with each other, like, how did you like the vibes? Like, do you feel as though you want to keep it going? Or do you want to, like, what do you want to do? Now I feel pressured to give you the answer. Why are you asking me about a relationship part of it instead of asking me just how the day went? What do you think about the day? Now you're pressuring me. So now I'm feeling as though you're a control person. Like, these are the fucking, oh my God. I'm a Virgo. So I overanalyze, but I analyze. I think. So I said, okay. I think it was cool. It was nice. But I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you the grace that nobody else gave me. So you don't sit there and think I'm trying to, you know, bait you. I said, where you at, and the way you keep coming off strong to me, that's not where I am. It's only been, at this point, 5 days. She started on day 2 with the relationship shit. I said, walk away. I'm not where you are. I said, instead of me hurting you, because I know what you want right now, day 5, things that make you right, bro, I'm fucked up. And I'm like, okay, I said, so I'm gonna give you that grace, and because you're a nice lady, I think you're sweet and I think you're nice. She said to me, I'm not running away from a challenge. I said, this literally is not a challenge. Walk away. Like, bro, y'all know me already. Y'all know I'm straightforward. Walk away. She said, stop doing that. I said, all right. Okay, I got to get up and handle some things. I'm going to talk to you a little later. So I'm in there, I'm cooking some lamb, some rice, some pasta, chicken pasta, and all that stuff like that. And ask my kids, which one you want for dinner, which one you want for breakfast, because I cook dinner and breakfast. You know what I'm saying? So I have to cook later on. She texts me, hey, what's good? How you? What the fuck? I said, I'm good. How you doing? I'm okay. I'm just checking up on you. Did you get the thing that you needed to get it for your car? I said, everything's smooth over here. Appreciate it. Now run. Do you hear the words that I'm using? I said run. With the emojis. Bruh. She says to me again, stop doing that. Why are you doing that? Like, I'm like, I told you what it was already. Now, day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how many days we was talking. But then you coming on to me strong, you telling me how I should handle things, then you walk around with me at the date, and you bringing this energy of not trying to have fun, but you worrying about too much too soon. All this shit's going on. And I'm wondering if this woman is catching on. Matter of fact, she has to be, because when I'm thinking it, I'm telling her at the same time too, bro. No bullshit. I'm telling her at the same time too. So there won't be no misconceptions on anything. So I said, I hit you, Blade. I got to handle some things. So I'm chilling my kid. So I told my kid, I'm like, yo, let's go to, I didn't want to stay in the house. So I said, let's go to the movies, Tyson. So you want to go to the movies? She said, sure. I took her to see Avatar. I love, you know, I love Avatar. I love Harry Potter. I love the Hobbit little motherfuckers. I love the Lords of the Ring and all that stuff like that, right? So I'm into the movie. I'm watching the Avatar. This shit is it's nice. It's going good. I get a text. Hey, what's going on? I'm good. I'm not the enemy. What? What the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, yo. Bro, now I'm trying to just hold up. I'm like, yo, I don't know what you mean by you're not the enemy. I don't know where that came from. I'm in the movies with my son watching the Avatar. Okay. Okay. Enjoy. Boom. I leave there. I go watch the movie. Me and my kid, we get finished. Then I hit my little sis up. She's like, yo, you about to come through? I'm like, yeah, I'm about to come through. Digger Valley right there. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to come through. So I waited a few hours and stuff like that. And my little sis was at work. And then I get to a crib. And I'm sitting getting my hair done by my little sis. Shout out to Valerie. She got me looking all crispy and sexy. I got to get the shape up. But she got her brother feeling real good. You know what I mean? Anywho. So I'm like, wow. I get the text message. I'm like, yo, look at this fucking chick texting me. I'm like, yo, she just don't get it. I already told her to run. Val, did I not tell her to run? I told her to walk away twice. Then I told her to run. Oh, what you got going on? I said, I'm cooling. Okay, what you doing? I'm getting my hair done right now. Oh, send me a picture so I can see your face. I miss your face.
Bruh.
This is day 5. You cannot do what I can do. This is day 5. I cannot take all of this love bombing when I told you I was, yeah, going through some things. Like, you're doing too much. Have some consideration on the nigga. At least I had some consideration for you and told you how I'm feeling. Please have this. It's not being shown the same way. So now, I'm looking at my phone, and she's still texting. I'm like, yo, bro, when a man say run, when a man say walk away, you do the listen. I told you I think you was a nice lady, and I don't want to take my anger out on you. She told me, hey, I need another back crack. Because when I hug women, I crack their back. That's my little thing I do. You know what I'm saying? You remember that shit. So anyway, I cracked their back. So she said she needed another back crack. So I said, LOL. Ha ha. Cool. Boom, put the phone down again. So my little sis twisting my shit. Whatever. Be talking and kicking it. And then she texts me again, like, hey, I want to take you out to dinner on Friday. I want to take you out on dinner on Friday. Please choose a place in your area. I looked at the phone. My sister told me the dog tell the bitch to send me a Cash App. I'm like, man, I'm not doing that. I'm not telling the bitch to send me no Cash App. What the fuck? Anyway, a little jokey joke. And I'm like, yo, you know what? It doesn't matter how direct I am, and I try to spare you women's fucking life, spare you women's feelings, you want to keep proceeding and holler at me. This is why I know y'all don't like truthful niggas. And y'all want the challenge. And then a nigga be like, yo, okay, I already told her what it was. I might as well get my rocks off and smash. I'm a little older, so I'm like, you know, I'm not going to do that to her. You feel what I'm saying? I just don't want the aggravation at all. Because I know you're going to call. I know you're going to want to come see me. I know you want to keep getting it popping. Right? So I'm like, all right, dude, what's up, Orlando, buddy? How you, bro? You be sliding, popping in and out. I'll be seeing you, bro. I appreciate you supporting me on the live when you come through. So now I'm like, all right. I said back. I told this lady to walk twice, and I told her to run. Now, I'm about to block. Quick and fast, I block. Block. But then I'm sitting here thinking about this, right? I told the lady that I like what you had on in that picture, and I like how you looked in that picture. And the first thing she said was, what if I don't look like that no more? And I said, well, then I won't be talking to you. Like, what the... I got my preferences. What, a black man can't have preferences and shit like that? I said, you hit my page, and I look exactly what I look like, body and everything. So she went to go say that night, your chest don't look that broad like it was on a, what's the name? Mind you, I had a black suit on, and I had my, I had a burgundy shirt on. Y'all seen it in my live. So the black suit is going to throw it. So if I take my shirt off, you already know what's going to do. So I'm like, you trying to make me feel some type of way because you don't look the way that you said you was going to look when I seen you. You know, bro, you got to do that time. You got these little fucking things on TikTok. They got these little shits on Instagram where you can put the fat inside of the thing and then, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what they be look like. So I tapped the stomach like, bow, bow. And I felt the tightness of the underwear there. So I was like, oh, you think you slick? This is my homie. You think you slick, motherfucker? You're not going to get me. So the only reason why she said that, she said, what if she gained a couple of pounds? And I told her, I said, if you gained a couple of pounds, I'm going to talk to you. I seen what I seen on your profile, and that's what I want. She wasn't the same. Shame. But I still tried to go through with the date and not, you know, embarrass her and stuff like that. But yeah, that's what happened. And so I blocked her. And so I blocked her. But the thing is, if I'm telling you, hey, shorty, I don't want to proceed, why are you still sending me? Why are you throwing? I'm a fucking man. Why are you telling me you want to buy me dinner? Bitch, I don't want you to buy me dinner. I would have bought the dinner if I wanted to have another time with you. Bitch, don't buy me dinner. Not one of those niggas. Now you trying to force another date. I told you this was a meetup. And if I like the meetup, I'll pay for the date. Now you're trying to do shit your way. But you always saying, it's shit that you always saying. You the leader. I follow the leader. You lying sack of dog shit. You wasn't following no fucking leader. You were manipulating. You were trying to manipulate me, and I didn't let your black ass manipulate me, and now you still trying to push the shit forward. Witch, be gone. You would not put your hocus pocus spew shit on me. You're the leader. I follow the leader. Red flag, don't never fall for that shit. What else? You show me your kid on the second day that I'm talking to you. Second day I'm talking to you. And you show me your kids and I'm talking to your kids. Why am I talking to your kids? Second fucking day, are you kidding me? Then a little nigga, her little son, said some shit like he was gonna, oh, you sure it's just friends? And I'm like, yo, little nigga, you are not my son. You gonna watch how you talk to a grown motherfucking man. So now I gotta sit here and listen to your son after two fucking days, right? After two fucking days, I gotta listen to your son talk his shit. Are you kidding me? You tell that little nigga to get his ass in the fucking room and shut the fuck up. That's what you tell that little nigga. You tell him to shut up and go in the room. You know that this is my friend. You don't need no friend, mama. I'm your friend. You can say that shit off the phone. Fine, I get it. Want to protect mommy. But at the same time, mommy need to protect her baby and tell him to shut up and let me talk. Because ain't no nigga, ain't no man going to want to see. I'm sorry, I'm looking at him. I'm getting a little. Ain't no man is going to want to deal with somebody's fucking children and have to fight them off. I'm not that type of nigga. Y'all know who I am. I will break you. I'm sorry. I'm a little hyped up. I get it.
Huh? You unplug me? Why are you calling me?
No. I'm a little hyped up. I know. But you got to understand. It was crazy. and I'm talking to the daughters. I'm talking to them like, yo, put the whole fucking family on the phone, but let's just have a fucking family reunion. That's how I'm feeling at this point. Red flag. If I tell you I'm going to be there, when I get off of work, I got right off of work, and she rushing me to come downtown to the pier. I got to fucking brush my teeth, ma'am. I have to wash my ass, ma'am. I have to wash my dick, ma'am. Can you wait? You can't wait. I'll let your ass wait a little bit. Then when I see you that day and you gets out of the whip, you hug me and you kisses me on the neck. Ma'am, why are you kissing me? Where the fuck your mouth been? Whew. I'm sorry. It's just nowadays, it's just... I said I don't want to be no boy body's boy toy. I shouldn't be your boy toy, ma'am. Okay? You think I'm handsome? I appreciate it. You think I'm cute? I smell good? I appreciate all that. But get your motherfucking lips off my neck! Woo! I'm a little worked up, I'm sorry. I know. I'm going a little crazy. Yeah, he's going a little crazy. I just can't take this shit no more. I just can't... You're 43. I'm 43. I know what I want. You know what you want. You want me. I don't want you. The day is over. I do not hit you to go to another date. I did not say to you, I enjoyed myself. Hope to see you tomorrow. I didn't say none of those things. Okay? I didn't say anything. I hear you, goddammit. Sorry. I don't know if you can hear me. You guys can hear me, but this noise in the background. You know what? I'm going to end this live right here. If a man don't hit you to go on another date, do not offer to pay for his date when he told you to walk away twice in one day. And then in the second, and then in the third text, he tells you to run. I literally said run. Run. Oh, stop doing that. Stop doing that. Stop doing what? I said run. So you want to get fucking dumped. You want a hard dick without the bubble gums. And then you're going to say, when I do it, hey, why didn't you tell me, you know, that you wasn't really be serious with me? I told you on day two that I was in love with somebody else. You fucking it. Sorry, I didn't want to say that word. I told you on day three that I was in love with somebody else. God damn. Shit, then there's another one. That's another one. She acting like she don't want the kid, but you want the kid. You woke up and you called me this morning. You want the kid. I'm not gonna give you what you want. I'm not gonna give you what you want. It's another one. I told the chick before we started kicking it, man, what's your problem? That I blocked 9 women. 9! Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, but 9 women that I blocked. Because they were fucking. They didn't answer my text right away. I block you. If I make plans and you say that you're going to be busy, the second time I make a plan, I block you. If you tell me you don't know where you want to be, I block you. I don't take my time anymore. This is the yay that kept yay safe. And all these things was going on. So at the time, I'm telling her, yo, I don't want to dog you. You're a nice woman. I don't want to do you dirty. Walk away once. Walk away twice. Run 3 times. How direct do I need to be at this point? You're a nice woman, but now you're a nice idiot, manipulating witch. That's what you are. That's how I take that. That's how I felt, because you tried to force it on me. Like I said, the date was over. So then when you message me that you want to take me out on a dinner, when I told you I'm going to be the one to decide if we're going to go on a dinner, that means I'm fucking with you. Then you forcing, in your mind, you're going to say, we went on a dinner, so you want me. Bitch, stop making up motherfucking choices for me. Stop. stop deciding shit for me. My body, my choice. Y'all hear that, woman? My body, my choice. Motherfucker. I'm sorry. I gotta calm down. I know. I'm just sitting here thinking like, yo, how many times I gotta tell you I don't wanna fuck with you? And then I block you. And I know you're on the other side like, oh no, this nigga didn't block me. I did block you. I told you to stop, like, walk away. So, I just wanted to, it's a block party, the dating pool in 25. Yes, it's different, and I'm not gonna get sucked in that filthy fucking infested pool. You're not gonna, no. If a man wanna take a woman out and he likes him, he's gonna present it. He's gonna pay for everything. You ain't paying for shit for me. You can pay for the tip, but not for shit for me. I just want to give y'all a catch up. I just want to get y'all caught up on what happened Friday, because I said I was going to tell y'all what happened on Friday. I told you she couldn't keep her hands off me. I told you before I even got into another, before I even, pulled up on her, women just want to fuck me. As soon as she got out of the fucking car, what she do? Kiss me on my neck. The bad part about all this, the whole fucking time, like, she's trying to figure out what's going on and, you know, if I'm ready for a relationship and shit, and I told her, no, I'm not there. I got my mind on the other chick. Like, I've never been pressured like this before with this other bitch. Why is this bitch pressuring me? What the fuck is wrong? Why is she wanting so bad? And I know it's bad to compare and all that shit like that, but you will do that when you're dealing with somebody that's just overbearing. And I said, damn, was I like that with her? I think I was. Anyway, so I appreciate y'all for listening to the live. I'll tap in.